lonesome highway. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio in Madison on the Shaw in Waukesha. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple Google Store and download, or sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. And while you're at it, click on the link that says support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 broadcasts going out every day, peddling the big lie, attacking our democracy, calling into question our elections, always with a wink, a nod, a nudge, more in sorrow than in anger, all of this destabilizing our democracy. Devil Radio is the one clear, strong voice supporting our democracy and standing up to these 80 broadcasts. We're going to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. Jean, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Matt. Great show as usual. A little bit blood pressure raising this morning. I can't believe it.
Thank you.
You know, he's not Bigfoot. He's fascist fraud. He doesn't have any experience in investigated elections. He doesn't have any experience. Who in the heck is he? The point is that this is a fraudulent, illegitimate abuse of power. And they should be held accountable for this. This is as bad or worse than McCarthyism. That's being our tax dollars are being utilized to pay for this fraud. Where do we get a lawyer to represent the people of this state against this fraudulent abuse of power, causing havoc in our election process? And by the way, I think I recently heard or read that Kathy Bernier will not be running next year. And so you know what, the rat's butted, you know what, fascist already probably scared somebody off. I don't think people were being too nice to her. I haven't had a chance to call her, but this is sickle. And we need somebody to represent us right now to stop this waste of our taxpayer dollar and further injuring our election process in the state of Wisconsin. We do not deserve this. Biden won, and there was no fraud, and they need to knock it out. And so how do we get somebody to represent us? Any lawyers that are listening, call in, because we need somebody to represent the people. Thank you very much for listening to my voice. I got my 50 cents. I have a lot more, but maybe somebody else wants to call in too. Thank you, Matt. Bye.
Jean, thanks a lot, as always, with plenty of passion and very deep reasoning, really. You put it more eloquently than anybody I've heard. And that is what's happening, Jean. And the insult is we're paying for it. You're paying for it. I'm paying for it. And whether you pay, you know, $1,500 or $2,000 a year in state income taxes or $50,000 a year or $100,000 a year, it's down the drain. $676,000 is being used for this in tax dollars by the Republican Party. Why doesn't Eline of Illinois or Diane Hendricks of Beloit pay for it? They throw money around like water. If the Republicans want to do something like this, why are we paying for it? This is a fraud. Gableman's a fraud. Gableman started out saying, I don't know much about elections. I want to learn more. Why are we giving a guy $11,000 a month to learn more? I went to school. Nobody gave me $11,000 a month. In fact, we paid tuition. If he needs to, you know what he can do? If he's over 62, I think it is, he can audit courses in the UW system, whatever the local UW university is to him. I don't know if it's UWM, Madison, Eau Claire, La Crosse, some of the great universities, Oshkosh, Stevens Point, all of these, Whitewater. Go there and take Poli-Sci 101. Just sit like a lump in the back of the classroom and open your notebook and close your mouth. Why are we giving him $11,000 a month? Tuition's free for him. And then he comes sneaking around. This guy gave a speech after the election in November of 2020 and said it had been rigged. Why is he pretending to investigate something he said was rigged? And why is he pretending to investigate it and hired conspiracy theorists from around the country, including Arkansas and California, at our expense at $20,000 a month, who've already said it's rigged? This is rigged. Gableman's investigation is rigged. Voss rigged it. because he was afraid of Trump. And he stuck us with the bill. I'm not at all pleased with that. I think Gene is exactly on the money. And the question is, are the voters in the state going to pay attention to this? Going back to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah. Thanks, Jeannie. It's just a shame that, as you're perfectly willing to lend Mabel, Agnes, or Myrtle my sidearm, to go into their meeting along with Voss and the Gorillas, and that and say, I can come in here armed too. I mean, it's ridiculous that these guys are going into these places armed. I mean, I don't know, if somebody came in to me and they tapped their sidearm and kind of flashed their little firearm there, I'd say, I'd have them arrested for intimidation, because that is a clear sign that they're, illegal use of a firearm. I don't care that they're not accredited as law enforcement officers anymore in the position that they are in. They're in there as Gableman's hired goons, as you said, and that they are, if they're intimidating people, I mean, then this whole Star Chamber crap needs to end immediately. You say this has to be open. I mean, that this is, you can't just do this Star Chamber crap in Wisconsin. I mean, that Gable, what authority does Robin Voss have to, Mr. Star Chamber, Robin Voss? I mean, and Kathy Rainier of up there, that's not going to run now. She's not running now because, she was being intimidated and getting death threats and all this. And each and every one of these threats to our officials needs to be investigated. And this Racine County Sheriff that's talking about this, apparently there's eight instances of the aides or something like that helping the infirm fill out their ballots. Eight instances in the case of how many thousands went to these people in these nursing homes. And how do you know that they're helping them dishonestly? We don't. I mean, how many cases of family members helping their quote unquote helping their family members fill out a ballot and at home, and they're not filling it out in accordance with the wishes of the infirm? Do we have to investigate every case of that? This sheriff in Racine County is abusing his power, abusing his authority, making these baseless claims, and those people in the Elections Commission that sent out those ballots were doing that in good faith. When the Wisconsin Republican legislature refused to do anything in good faith, to assist in the election, nothing at all, because they wanted things to go to hell. Well, and now they're trying to say, well, things weren't right in service of a criminal lying piece of crap that is Donald Trump. Sorry, I'm just...
Yeah. No, Mark, you're hitting a lot of good points. And let me add to something, build on something. When we're talking about Racine, for instance, during the law said that you should try twice, to send election agents into these old age homes with the ballots, hand them out, and then they can fill them out and return them. There's nothing that prohibits assistance in filling out your ballot. Nothing. If you have bad eyesight, in fact, the law is, believe it or not, and I did this with my mom who lost her sight. I went to the polls with her and we got into the voting booth at her request. She said, Matt, I want to vote for this, that, and that. And they're not necessarily all of them people I would have voted for. But the law is I can assist her and did. And that's what happens if you have a good son and a good mother. And the people, the staff in the... But anyway, so the agents called up the homes. It's in the middle of the pandemic with no vaccines yet. And the home said, I'm sorry, you can't come in. We don't let wives come in to see their husbands. We don't let husbands to come in to see their wives. We don't let newborn grandkids get held by their grandparents in here because of COVID. They have to hold them up in front of a glass window, believe it or not, even if it's cold, and they each kiss the glass on either side. So you can't come in. Why don't you mail them? Well, they said they looked at that and they finally said, okay, and they took a vote. 6-0, all three Democrats, all three Republicans, including the Republican who turned later and became a fraudulent Trump elector, Spindell. But six of them, all six, said, yeah, that makes sense. You got to get them their ballots. Because the fact is that older people frequently vote Republican more than younger people, and the Republicans thought this would help them. In any event, they got mailed in. The vast majority of old folks got their ballots, filled them out, and mailed them back. If there are people who had lost their sight, they are supposed to get assistance. That is the law. This was upheld by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which has a majority of Republicans. Now a clown sheriff in Racine is saying, well, let's criminally charge these people. That's libelous. I am surprised somebody doesn't sue him for libel. Not only that, he's a bad sheriff. Recently, a gentleman, a mentally ill individual, died in their custody. And what happened is he was having some sort of fit or tantrum. Six officers went in, held him down, and twisted his neck back, pulled his neck back, and he died. There was an inquest, and the inquest said that he died of asphyxiation, like George Floyd. You know, six guys on one. They went out and shopped around for another opinion and said it might have been a heart attack. Well, yeah, everybody dies, the heart stops. If you are subjected to that kind of treatment, your heart stops. Immediately, the sheriff stuck up for it. The DA won't do anything. Then the sheriff puts out this mealy-mouth statement that goes, we will continue to strive to provide good services to the mentally ill. This guy's bad news. He should be recalled, but Racine won't recall him. It's gotten conservative. But a clown sheriff who should be recalled should not even be heard about talking about criminally charging people in politics. If he shoots his mouth off much more and says they committed criminal conduct, they need a libel lawyer and get it out of his bank account. That's what's going on down there. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.